Second hour, Darren Donick and Jason DeMace here on this Thursday. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. We'll start the next hour, high noon. We'll talk to Brad Hopkins, a teammate of DeMace's, and, of course, his son Bryson. Four catches in the Super Bowl. Higbee went down. In come Bryson Hopkins, and boy, now he's a Super Bowl champ. So we'll talk to B-Hop coming up at high noon. Right now we're going to talk with Butch Spiridon, and we're going to tell you about what's going on in our wonderful city. He's, of course, with the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Butch, good morning. How you doing?
Great. Morning, guys, and thanks for inviting me in for lunch.
Yeah. You know, our trips downtown here lately, Predators games and what have you, it definitely seems like business is picking up. It seems like a lot more normalcy than maybe the last couple of times we've talked to you over the last couple of years. In fact, parking in the Music City Center for some games, I mean, it's been jam-packed. So obviously we knew things were going on in the convention center. Maybe give us a lay of the land here as we sit here in February 2022.
Well, you're pretty accurate. We're inching our way back to normalcy, feeling a lot less on the cancellation side. A highlight was last week, Chick-fil-A brought about 5,000 or 6,000 managers to town and spent a lot of money. So I think that's a good sign. And I don't see us slowing down from here on unless something way out of the norm happens, which, as we all know, that's not as unlikely anymore as it used to be. But I think we're going to have a good year.
That's outstanding. One of the things we did want to talk with you about is we've heard, you know, that there are plans, and we've talked to you about this in the past, plans for Nissan Stadium. And, of course, Nissan Stadium is going to be the host of the Stadium Series next Saturday between the Predators and the Lightning. So a big event going on there. But we've heard about renovations and things they want to do. And I guess let me just start with this. Like, it's obviously this has been in the works. It's things that have been discussed and there are things going on behind the scenes, but things are trickling out here and there. But when do you think we're going to like really know what the plan is?
Well, I'd like to say sooner than later. It's such an intricate, detailed, and expensive proposition that it might take us a little longer to get that final plan, but what I do know is that Burke Nihil and the Titans, or Burke and Amy and the Titans, and Mayor Cooper and his team, they have put their shoulder to the wheel on this to try to come up with a plan that brings us in to the modern era, doesn't put the burden on the back of the taxpayers, and allows us to go chase things like World Cup or a Super Bowl. All those things I hope your listeners would love to see come to our city.
There's no doubt about it, and we would love to see that happen. But let me ask you this. You talk to a lot of smart people. You talk to a lot of important people. We're not smart enough to know, even though my wife does work for an engineering firm. Can you, an existing stadium, we've wondered. We've tossed this around. We have no idea. I don't think there's even been a model of that happening. But, you know, every year there's new technology, new ways of doing things. Could you slap a retractable roof or a roof on Nissan Stadium, or would you have to literally start over if that was the plan?
I tell you, the honest answer is both. It is doable to retrofit. It's pretty expensive, and it might come to, well, wait a minute. You know, we're better off new if we want to go that direction. But we just got to figure out, is the renovation really worthwhile? What do we need to have to compete? And then what do we have an appetite to do? That stadium was the last stadium in the country built on the cheap. And it was built on the way cheap.
Yep.
And if the critics are mostly gone away, but it more than delivered everything we hoped for, you know, from the NFL won't work in Nashville to why are we going to do something for a rich owner You know, if you look at the Grand Prix and the Marathon and CMA Music Fest and Rolling Stones and Garth Brooks and Monster Jam and SummerSlam, we've done great with that stadium. And now we have a chance to up our game thanks to things like the NFL Draft or our efforts on World Cup. You know, I hope we want to keep our momentum going. And we can be whatever we want to be as a city. So let's be careful and smart, but let's dream big.
Yeah, and part of that dreaming big. So you're in those meetings. You know how those meetings work, Butch. I mean, wouldn't the roof, though, guarantee all of the above to happen? I mean, the Garth Brooks concert got canceled because it doesn't get canceled with a roof. You know, I mean, all this stuff you can do. And the Super Bowl guarantees this stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, you could say if we put a roof on a stadium, I mean, make that hypothetically. I don't want anybody running out going, oh, Butch said we're building a roof. That's not what I'm saying. But as you look at the options, it seems crazy if you're going to spend a significant amount of money to not spend a little more and do it in a way that we're guaranteed to make our money back.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities are endless anymore for this city because of what we've built and our reputation for executing those things.
Look, I understand not wanting to move from that area and keep building around, right? Keep building up around there. I totally understand that. That's why I'm saying you're right. It is the last one standing. Like everything now, as we're seeing in Vegas and L.A. and everywhere, is, you know, Minneapolis. It's new, state of the art, Atlanta, and that would be nice. But I also understand that you could do things and leave it there, and know why you'd want to keep that location. So I'd be okay with just staying there and slapping a roof off and then putting a bunch into Nissan Stadium to make it as nice as you could possibly make it. But more importantly, you can do that by bringing in all these events. It's going to make them tons of money, and you can just always be put, like the Predators, always be sinking money into your building.
Yeah, you've got to find that plan. Even, I think people forget, the lease with the Titans calls for the city to keep that facility up to NFL standards every year. The city hasn't done that in years. And, you know, go probably three mayors back. So there's a debt out there, and the Titans are saying, look, before we try to collect on past due, let's come together and figure out what do we really need, what can really be done, what condition is this building in, and let's do the best we can with what we have. And I think that's where they are. I haven't been in the most recent meeting, so let me be clear on that. But I know they're working towards that. What's the best product for the best price that we can afford? You know, we don't need to overstretch ourselves, but we do need to have confidence in ourselves.
Now, Butch, I know this has been a long process for everyone involved. This is not something that everyone just thought of, you know, 2 weeks ago or last year. This has been something that has been evolving. Are there particular models that the group looked at and said, okay, this is the model that we want and that can work here in Nashville? Because I look, when we played in New England, they had this whole town built up around the stadium. You go to Dallas, they have this whole town built up around the stadium. Is that what you're thinking more so down the line?
Yeah, I think that's a great description. I think the way you keep this off the backs of the taxpayers and the general fund is to create a development around the stadium that the revenue that it generates pays for whatever we end up doing. If it's a new stadium, a renovation, a roof on this, you know, we should be looking at everything. But you're spot on. Downtown jumps across the river, and there is a campus of office, residential, retail, entertainment. Let's enjoy ourselves on game day.
Butch Bearden is with us, and Butch, you've referenced the World Cup. Can you remind people where we are in that process? I can remember we were hoping we were going to get it this coming summer, right? That's the one we all, years ago, were hoping for. Yeah. It's going to be in Qatar.
So
we got to wait.
Butch's laugh.
Yeah. Well, this dates us, right? We can go back to those days. It seemed like 2022 was a long way away, but here we are, and we're going to have to wait until it looks like 2026. But where are we on the radar there?
So thanks for reminding me of that bitter loss. And the sad thing is we made the cut with the U.S.
Yes.
then, and all we had to do was win that, and the U.S. had the best bid. So now we have to jump back in, and now we're one of 17 cities for 10 spots. What I can tell you is that we have been told as recently as last week that in April or May, they will make a final decision. I would tell you, I believe we went from long shot, most pundits saying no way, to I think we have a shot. I give it almost as high as a 50-50 chance that we're included. Our site visit went well. The mayor, the governor, the business community, the soccer community, everybody stepped up. And I think FIFA saw a lot more than they expected to see here. So we'll know soon, all of a sudden, April or May. And based on that, I would say May.
So we're going to know pretty soon.
Anymore. Yeah, it's coming.
Wow.
And then we've got some work to do if we're one of the chosen cities. But it's such a game-changing opportunity for Nashville and Nashville sports scene. I mean, all due respect to the Super Bowl, and I'd rather host a Super Bowl than a few early games of the World Cup because I know we're not going to get a final. But it's the biggest sporting event in the world, and to land it here would be a pretty good coup for the city, Nissan Stadium, and Sports Talk Radio.
It would be amazing. We're looking forward to that. In the meantime, Butch, just give us a quick thumbnail of your vision of how next week's going to go. I know there's all kinds of events leading up to the game itself, but Stadium Series is going to be the next big thing, right?
Yeah, I was going to bring it up, so I'm glad y'all did. We have a unique, historic for Nashville opportunity. For me, the highlight is retiring Pecorini's jersey. I probably Preds would not want me to put it in that order, but I love that. So it's a special weekend. There's going to be music in Walk of Fame Park and an activation over there. And then the NHL is building a fan event over at Nissan Stadium before the game. There's going to be music in the stadium. And I think we'll do as good, if not a better job, than any other city and franchise in the NHL for the Stadium Series. I'm ready. Nashville should be excited. And I know ticket sales have been really good. So thank you, Nashville, for stepping up once again.
It's going to be fantastic. Butch, thanks for joining us. As always, great info. And we'll keep our fingers crossed on that World Cup.
Please do. I need your prayers.
Okay. Sounds good. Butch Spiridon from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Really a great mastermind of some of the big things. He thinks big. We try to make it happen as a city, all of the great events that have come through here. It's been awesome. When we come back, we will continue. We got a lot going on. B-Hop, Brad Hopkins, former teammate of Derek Mason, son Bryson, just played in the Super Bowl. He'll be joining us here very, very shortly. Stay tuned. We're coming back with Darren Donick and Chase. And let me start it off by telling you about QC Kinetics. They have done a great job in our area just coming to town and letting people know what's out there in terms of options for those of you that have had some joint pain that just has been nagging, and it's hindering your ability to do the things that you love to do. And it's very simple. These are things that go beyond the surgeries, the steroids, the pain pills, the traditional ways that you manage the pain. So if you suffer from chronic joint pain, look into QC Kinetics, biologic therapies. They repair the damaged tissue in your aching joints, great success rate, natural biologic agents, mostly from your own body, and they're highly concentrated growth factors put directly into your affected joint. Soothes the inflammation, restores damaged tissue. It's regenerative. No surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. So look into QC Kinetics. This might be the option that you've been looking for. QC Kinetics can be reached 615-249-4024. Once again, here's the phone number, 615-249-4024.